checking this is always the right number. That was it. TKLZ, right?
This is going to be sweet.
Sweet Tooth's Rejoice. Today is National Dessert Day.
Are you ready for some dessert?
You ready for dessert?
You ready for some dessert?
I love dessert.
Can you spell that for us?
Treat yourself. This National Dessert Day.
Dessert, then.
Dessert.
I got a sweet tooth.
Happy National Dessert Day.
I want some dessert.
Dessert. It's showtime.
Hey, it's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. We're all here. It's Thursday morning, show number 2213.
Yes, next in line, baby.
6:10 Thursday morning. Yeah, looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, yes, Friday Eve, baby Friday. How about that? Looking forward to it. Yeah.
It should be nice. And you made the run.
It better be.
You made the run. Everything's fine down
yes,
the...
Yes, I didn't have to push any cars because I went inside today.
You're on your own.
Oh, my gosh. It's nicer today than it was yesterday, but I don't care. I didn't feel like pushing any cars today.
It's going to be nice today and all weekend long. Plenty of sunshine today. High near 74, low to mid-70s tomorrow and over the weekend, so it should be nice.
Fine.
We've got about 48 outside right now. Let's find out a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This is so sad and very funny. In a new survey, two-thirds of people working remotely now say they work directly with someone they wouldn't be able to pick out of a lineup. I don't know what they look like. I have no idea. I don't know. I haven't seen them in person.
Yeah.
I saw them on a couple Zoom meetings, but I don't know what they... I don't know who...
Listen, we've been coming in for how long?
I know.
We still couldn't pick a lot of our coworkers out of a lineup.
Exactly. And we still do the masks, too, at times, you know, of course. And it's like, I don't know. Is that you, Robin? I think that's you. Hi. Jeez. So listen to this. The top five Halloween candies, according to kids. This is not all, you know, all throughout.
Mm-hmm.
This is according to kids. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, Milky Ways, Hershey Bars, and Kit Kats. Those are the top five with kids. Those are the ones that are a commodity, the ones they hang on to, they keep in the bag. Mom and Dad, you can't have them. You can have my Smarties. You can have my candy corn. And what is this? Trail mix that the neighbors gave me? You can have that, too.
And a nickel.
Yes. Yes. I know you're a big Snickers guy. They're not even in their top 10.
That hurts me. That's hurt.
Yeah, I know.
You know what that tells me? These kids haven't learned.
Is that it?
Yes.
I'm not a Snickers fan, so it doesn't. I'm not. I like Milky Way a lot better.
God.
Like Milky Way a lot better. Morty, you can't have any of these.
Nope.
No. But if he could, he'd have a Snickers.
Halloween is my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
Because I would always go trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm.
And all the candy, man, I would rack up free toys, money.
Oh,
because
good.
I can't eat majority of it.
You'd trade it out.
Yeah, you want a Kit Kat?
Even then, Morty
It's a quarter.
Morty was handing out his own bags of crap. That's great.
That's how it all started.
Giving Morty bags of crap for his candy. What is this? This is cool. This is a top. It just spins. I'll take it.
All
That's
of a sudden,
fine.
There's a black market being run out of Morty's house when he's 10.
The Sampaio kids got crap. Give him something. And this, I think, is so cool. Nokia. Nokia is releasing a new version of their classic brick phone. This isn't the big, huge one that Motorola did. This was a little different. I'll show you the pictures and I will post it. It's for their 20th anniversary. It's the Nokia 6310.
Ooh.
They say it's been refreshed, reinvented, has a little larger screen and buttons. Now it will include, a wireless FM radio and the 90s classic mobile game Snake. That will come with it. I know.
Wow.
They say the one thing that hasn't changed on this is the battery. It will last for weeks between charges, like the original. It can go about 3 weeks between charges if you leave it on standby or just shut it off if you're not using it.
Wow.
3 flipping weeks. How cool is that? But you have to do the texting with the 1, 2, 3, A, B, C, D. Ah! A, B, C. Gah! Jeez.
Because calling the person is totally out of the question.
This may prompt people to do just that. Use the phone.
That's
and
awesome.
Talk. It is Thursday indeed. A few things you should know.
Carla, I have some audio. You always learn something on this show.
Yes, you do.
And kids, listen up, because if you run into a warthog, don't try and pet it. Here's a guy, and I'm thinking this is in South Africa somewhere. where this warthog comes up on the porch and the, you know, the guy's there with his wife. Right. And listen to his wife, what she tells him, but listen to this whole thing. This is about a warthog.
He's going
to
come up the steps. Oh, my goodness, and he's huge. I wonder if we can pet him.
No, don't.
Hello, boy. Help me. Help.
Oh, my God. That Why? Is what, too
what,
funny.
What would make you
that
want to pet?
That is too funny.
Based on the name alone, why would you want to pet a warthog?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Come here, baby.
No clue.
Let me pet you. Nice little warthog.
Oh, help me.
Help me.
Help me. Help me. Oh, my gosh.
He's a little too into Disney.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe so. Maybe so. They're so cute, though. They're
and
so
if
cute.
You listen to the wife, don't do it. And now, of course, he does it.
Yeah.
And she goes, you never listen to me, do you?
Oh, God. Okay.
You
All
never
right.
listen to
no,
me.
No, exactly.
You go up
exactly.
to the warthog, try and be nice.
Help me.
Yeah. Help me.
Poor guy.
So
well, no,
kids,
not poor guy.
No, stupid guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Dumb guy.
Love it.
Smart warthog.
Love it. Yes, that's right.
Smart
that's
wife.
That's right.
Yeah, wife.
Yes.
Leave it alone. So, kids, there you go. Oh, you God. See a warthog, just leave it alone.
Love it.
It's Hall & Oates. We love a good mashup. We love a good
yeah,
mashup.
We do.
So, here is one that somebody did with Slipknot and Baby Shark.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
Now, I've about had it with Baby Shark because
well, yeah.
I told you last weekend we
right.
had our grandkids for 4 days.
Oh, geez.
And not as much with Ethan, who's 9, but with Natalie, who's almost
right.
2.
Yeah.
You
got to
go through
simple.
The whole Baby Shark, Mama Shark, Papa Shark, Daddy Shark,
oh.
now Grandmother Shark.
Oh, why did they allow her to learn that?
I don't know. But maybe, you know what? Maybe we'll bring this one up next time she's over.
There you go.
So this is Slipknot mashed up with Baby Shark. The song is Psychosocial.
Okay.
Listen to
yeah.
this. Like this better too.
Yes, yeah. Natalie.
With all the money you will save. All of a sudden she's crying. You want to hear it again, Natalie? Do you want to hear it again? I can play it again. Here we go. All right. Ready? I think she'll ever want to come over again.
Oh,
I tell
I
you
like
what,
that.
Though, if you
I
play
like
it over
that.
And over and over again
it's
for her,
catchy.
Her vocabulary will be very.
Well, yes.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's the kind of vocabulary
yeah.
we want.
Yes.
Big words being yeah. thrown around on this.
Yeah, definitely.
Mommy, social psycho.
Yeah.
Or psychosocial.
Psychosocial.
With Baby Shark. There you go, Mom and Dad. Nana, Papa, looking for an alternative version to Baby Shark. That is Slipknot mashed up with
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Baby Shark. Want to find out, Carla, if it's the same way in other households between couples. If you're married, living together, whatever the case may be. Here's the situation. My wife, Jody, bought this little... She has a sponge with, you know, one of those things you keep in the sink, the sponge with the handle. You put the soap
yeah.
in the handle.
Yeah, yeah.
Use
yeah.
on dishes and stuff like that.
Yeah, I have one of those.
So she bought a little, like, a holder for it.
Right.
And
okay.
this was a while ago. I don't know. For whatever reason, it didn't work. Nobody used it.
Oh.
I never wanted it.
Oh,
because
okay.
nobody
All
uses
right.
it.
Okay. All right.
And so I asked her one time, I said, what happened to that? She goes, oh, it kept falling out. wasn't the right size, blah, blah, blah. She got another one.
Okay.
A little holder and the suction cups, you put it on the divider of the sink.
Yes, yes.
So, she puts it up. She doesn't use it all the time.
Right,
now, when
okay.
it's, when, yeah. when it's in the holder.
Right.
And I'm cleaning stuff off, I find it a little cumbersome.
Yeah.
Takes up too much space.
You accidentally knock it down?
Well, here's the thing. I took it out.
Oh.
I took it out and put it in a drawer because
she wasn't using
it.
Oh, geez. Well,
and I kept finding the thing right there laying in the sink, and I got tired of putting it back.
Yeah.
So one time she goes, hey, where's the holder I bought
for
the sponge thing? And I said, oh, it's in the drawer. Since nobody was using it, I just figured, why even have it? She goes, well, you know, if you see it laying there, you can put it in the holder yourself.
Yeah.
I said, but I never wanted the holder. So why do we even have it? And if you're not going to use it and you're the one that bought it, why do we have it?
Well, I mean, I get that maybe she doesn't use it every time,
it's all the time.
No, I mean that she doesn't use it all the time. She doesn't really at all that. I mean, why have it if she doesn't use it? But
exactly.
But if she does.
So am I being the dick here or no?
I mean, if she truly doesn't use it, I get you setting it aside. But even if she uses it once in a while, I think that it's good to have.
It's like our pantry door doesn't close all the way.
Okay.
Doesn't close all the way.
Right.
And I have a thing about this.
Right.
So now I've gotten to the point where I just shove it, loudly.
Yeah, that ought to help it close all the way.
So maybe she'll get the hint.
Sure, that's it. Do it louder. Yeah, that's...
And now I think she's not doing it just on purpose.
Oh, that's good. Break the door so it never closes.
How many other couples go through this?
It's basically what every couple does go through and every friendship goes through. You don't do it like I do it.
And what is it that they don't do that you want them to do? All right? I just want to find out if I'm the odd man out here.
If you're being if you're the one, huh?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you've gotten a few texts that have said, you know what, those things, they don't work.
Oh.
They're terrible.
Okay.
Jody shouldn't be using it because they don't stick right. They fall down. They get icky.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple of those. Now, this is pretty funny because one of our listeners, Mary Alice, said, when I was living at home with my parents, my mom had this thing about not closing cabinet doors in the kitchen. After hitting my head pretty hard,
right,
I would close the cabinet doors real loud.
Like I do the pantry door.
Exactly.
Okay.
In hopes that she would figure it out, but it didn't ever work.
Never works.
Hopefully.
Sherry's on the phone. You going through the same thing?
So my husband's the bomb and I love him. Don't get me wrong. But every house that we've ever had, ever since we started going out, my husband will go to the cupboard and he will open the cabinet door and leave it open and walk. The house we live in now has those little things on it where it's supposed to close.
Good.
As soon as you give it a little nudge, you know?
Right.
Well, he only nudges it to where it'll close halfway.
Oh, geez.
I'm like, and so when we first started going out, I was like, honey, were you born in a barn? And before I could even finish my sentence, he was like, yep.
See?
One other thing, he has two younger brothers. And if something dropped, like let's say I had a receipt on the counter and it flew off because one of the ceiling fans blew it off.
Yeah.
If there's something on the floor that he didn't personally drop or was responsible for, it's going to stay there.
Just walk around it.
Oh, my God. It is funny.
And it could be a receipt that fell out of his pocket that was his. But if he didn't see it happen, then he's not responsible for picking it up.
We have a bowl of trail mix love.
Uh-huh.
Peanuts, M&Ms, raisins, stuff like that. And if Jody notices that I've dropped a raisin or something, I mean, I'll look for it. But if I can't find it, I'll just continue on.
Right.
And she'll go, seriously? You're not going to look for it anymore? You're just going to... I said, I can't find it.
I always figure maybe I just didn't drop it. Maybe it didn't fall. Maybe it's in my bra.
I can't fall back on that.
Could still be in between them, Mike.
That's true. I have enough up there. All right, Sherry, have a good day.
Thanks, Sherry.
Bye-bye.
Or I can just wait until you step on it, honey.
Yes, then I'll find it.
I'll put it in the garbage. More people text again. A couple of more people on the phone. We'll get to that here in just a couple of minutes. Text lines are blowing up this morning on the topic we have going out there. And phone lines, we got some people on the phone line. In fact, Jody's on the phone.
Of course.
Hi, honey.
Are you freaking kidding me? You know, you're the one that says to pick my battles. And so I let, the little things go.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, nobody's dying, nobody's this or that. And then your biggest bitch is the thing in the sink. And I did not throw the first one away. You threw the first one away.
I did, because nobody was using it.
But you know what? I bought it from our grandson's fundraiser at school.
Oh.
And then you friggin' threw it away.
Oh.
Well, I forgot about that.
Oh, nice. Nice, Grandpa.
Well, we paid for it.
Real nice. Yeah,
we don't have to keep it. The kid got the money.
And the other thing is, I don't always put it in the little holder thing, but I could just go on and on, honey. How about you put your dishes away?
I put my dishes away.
Oh, this is another show.
You put them on the drying thing.
I'm letting them dry.
Oh, no.
Listen, more importantly, ask Carla what her and Angie are going through right now.
Carla, what are you and Angie going through?
Well,
right now?
I do a trifold on the towels, and she does just a bifold, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like
it. Even when Carla's at Angie's house.
Yes, it's like, listen, I know that it's your place, but you should really do it this way. Yeah.
So when I moved in with Mike, I changed to trifold.
They dry better with the bifold. They fit better with the tri.
They look better in the linen closet if they're trifold.
Yeah, they do. They do.
So
they definitely.
I had to switch too.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not even talk about the underwear fold. Jeez, really?
All right, honey.
Yeah. I don't have to worry about that.
For those people wondering. We do love each other very much.
Of course you do.
Yeah. This is our biggest battle.
Well, you can talk about this.
Yes, if this is our only battle.
Exactly.
All right, have a good day, babe.
He loved you.
Wow. Okay. And by the way, for clarity.
Oh, that's hilarious.
For clarity.
Yeah.
It's only like a little bowl or something that I would leave. Dinner, dishes, stuff like that.
I gotcha.
I put all in the dishwasher.
I gotcha. So. Okay. Okay, that really was hilarious.
Yes. All right.
One of our listeners said, it's probably the reason I'm single, because everything was annoying. And she went on to say, and shut the lights off when you leave the room, by the way. That's another, I know, pet peeve for a lot of people. We also got another guy here, Mike Anthony, said, oh, Mike, for the love of God, it's just a sponge to clean the sink with. Let it go.
That's why I asked, am I being a dick or not?
I know. Yes, that was the main question.
The original question.
Am I being a dick?
That's what we wanted to know. Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Hey, this is Laura from Henderson. And Mike, I had to tell you this, but you are not a dick, you are a dickhead.
Oh, okay. Wow.
All right? Yeah, that was a compliment. Believe me, I tell ya. Jody must be a saint.
She is, Laura.
She just texted me. She just texted me. Are you freaking kidding me? Have a good day, Laura.
Okay, you guys take care. Bye.
One more text, Carla. Go ahead. I like this one, in fact.
You like this one, do you? Well, you know what? Mary Alice said, listen, Mike, Jody, if that's the worst problem that you guys have, you're just fine.
We'll be fine.
So few people actually said the same thing. So you're okay.
And I'm sure you and Angie will be the
oh, please,
we'll be fine. Our good friend Big Mike's on the phone.
Big Mike!
Guys, what's happening? Mike, don't feel bad, man. I'm like that on the dishes, but here's how my girl keeps me in line.
All right.
If I do the dish thing and I leave the dishes in, the dish rack, and she comes home and she was getting ready to cook me a nice meal that night or something, she will not cook it. She won't even wait till I'm done and then cook it. She just punishes me and won't cook it all that night. So let me tell you something. I took my dish rack and I threw that thing out because now I got nowhere to put them. I have to put them away. A boy's got to eat.
Love it.
Well, I don't want to ever stop Jody from cooking a good meal.
No, exactly.
Well, yeah, because the way you drop trail mix, if you relied on that, you'd starve.
Hold on. She's texting me again here. Oh, geez. All right, Big Mike, have a good weekend.
Big Mike. Bye, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, are we ready?
Sounds super. On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, William Shatner went to space yesterday, and he got very emotional when he returned from space. He's very grateful, very, very grateful to have been given the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Here it is.
Everybody in the world needs to be. What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. I just, it's extraordinary.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
No, he said, I hope I never recover from this. I don't want to lose it. That's that is very cool. It really is. I don't know who Bezos will send up there next.
Yeah,
but,
how do you choose?
Yeah, I know it.
And this is all Bill Shatner wanted to know and when he went up there.
Yeah.
I want to have the vision. I want to see space. I want to see the Earth. I want to see what we need to do to save Earth. I want to have a perspective that hasn't been shown to me before.
Yeah.
So I guess he got all that.
I know. I'm thinking the next time, I don't know. They kind of go out and back.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they can hover at all. I don't know if they can do that. I would think they could. But
like you and I yesterday were watching.
Yeah.
And ready for the liftoff. We did something.
I know.
Came back and they were already back.
Already they landed. They're opening the door. Yeah, it's very quick.
All right.
Fender has come out with a Kurt Cobain Jagstang guitar.
Ooh.
To celebrate the 30th anniversary. Why do I think Morty's going to buy this?
Yeah.
30th anniversary of Nevermind. You can buy it now for $1,250. That actually doesn't seem that bad. $1,250. So yeah,
drop in the bucket for more.
Yeah, yes, that's right. I know, man. Yeah, I know it. Take it to a hockey game, football, whatever, Morty. Blake Shelton says he's become much softer since marrying Gwen Stefani.
Aww.
So there you go. There's a pill for that, Blake. But whatever. Yeah. That's, yeah. So yes, exactly. Yes, there you go. Oh, I watched this last night. The Masked Singer. I don't know if you happen to see it, Mike. I couldn't figure out. It was all about the cupcake last night.
Mm-hmm.
And she was good. Man, she had a great voice. Well, it was Ruth Pointer from the Pointer Sisters. She sounded great. Yeah, she sang a Bruno Mars song. Oh, she sounded so good.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. And oh, I love Days of Our Lives. Well, Deirdre Hall, who plays Marlene Evans on the show, has for, 40 years probably.
Forever.
Yes. She was on Kelly Clarkson's show talking about a storyline that the writers brought back to the show.
25 years ago, Marlena was possessed by the devil, in case you missed that. And we have just revisited that.
That's
so
did.
Yes, it'll be on, I think, later this month. When we embarked on the storyline, our executive producer and showrunner, Ken Corday, actually sent over holy water and a crucifix. And every time we do a scene possessed,
the real deal.
I've taken it on stage and offered anybody who would like to have some holy water.
Right.
And everybody says yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, because it's scary. They're doing it right now. It's going on right now. It is weird. It is freaky. I don't like it. I mean, it's good, but I don't like it. She's levitating. She's got the red eyes. There's fire.
She's like Sigourney Weaver.
Yes.
In Ghostbusters.
Yes, it's tackier.
Wow.
Even.
But, okay.
Oh, Days, but you never let me down. That is my take. Sponsored by Boot Barn, proud supporters of the West.
Play one little clip about Days of Our Lives.
Yes.
And the phone lines are blowing up. Our good friend Russ is on the phone.
What the hell is going on? I mean, seriously, I know that 25 years ago someone was possessed and all that. I didn't watch it then. Are they just reaching for ratings now?
No, I mean, actually, people loved that storyline, and they brought it back in a really interesting way.
It's not that I don't like it. I don't know if I'd like it for a soap opera.
Well, I don't.
It's eerie.
It's very eerie, but he's trying to go through her to get to somebody who used to be a serial killer, but now he's good. Yeah.
Well, yeah. He only killed three people. He's fine.
I'm sorry. Yeah, hold on for a second.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike.
So Satan is not after Marlena specifically.
No, he's going through her.
To get to somebody else.
To get to Ben, who was a serial killer. He killed like three people, strangled them.
Well, it's Satan. Why doesn't he just go straight to Ben?
I don't know. Ben and Sierra want to have a baby, so he's going to go through Ben, you know, through the baby to get to them.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Well, Ben's on his meds now, so he's fine.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing.
Russ watched it once, by the way, and he was hooked, and he knows what's going on now.
Let me just say this. If I'm Ben, the last place I want Satan going through me is, well, how do I put it?
Through there?
Yeah.
Through
to get
door.
To the baby.
Yes, that's right. Through that window. Yeah. I don't know
if the writers have thought about that, but yes.
But as you know, Russ, the devil is thwarted. Anytime anybody starts saying a prayer, does anything good,
right?
You know, Marlena will be levitating and be in midair, and then boom, she's back down. So, you know.
Well, that just proves that prayer works, that's all.
And I will tell you, I never want to meet the devil because he sounds just like you think he sounds. He sounds like...
Oh, they have him sounding like that?
Oh, yeah, he's talking to her, yeah.
Geez.
Oh, yeah, it's very, very, like, deep and the devil
like
sounds.
He's like a U.S. intelligence agent, hiding his voice.
Yes, that's right. He's in her, a little recorder that she uses for her sessions. She's a shrink. And then at home, he's in her sound machine.
Oh.
So, it all works.
I'll just have to binge, I guess. Russ, have a good day.
You guys too.
Those tickets for Red Hot Chili Peppers. We have those to give away before you can buy them. They go on sale tomorrow. We'll give them away here in a couple of minutes with another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater. Devil Man.
Give you a chance to win those tickets for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Strokes. Going to be in town next summer, Allegiant Stadium. Tomorrow they go on sale at 10.
Mm-hmm.
We have a pair right now to give away. And, of course, being Thursday, it's another segment of...
Thespian Opera Theater.
I drive on her streets because she's my companion.
I walk through her hills because she knows who I am.
She sees my good deeds and she kisses me windy.
Well, I never worry. No, that is a lie.
There you go. So from those lyrics, what song? Name the song those lyrics are from.
Okay.
702-739-9636. Starting with caller number 9. Here it is one more time. I drive on her streets because she's my companion.
I walk through her hills because she knows who I am.
She sees my good deeds and she kisses me windy.
Well, I never worry. No, that is a lie.
Good luck. Give you a chance to win them before you can buy them. Tickets for the Red Hot Chili Peppers with another segment of...
Thespian Opera Theater.
I drive on her streets because she's my companion.
I walk through her hills because she knows who I am.
She sees my good deeds and she kisses me windy.
Well, I never worry. No, that is a lie.
Sandra, can you identify the title of the song those lyrics are from?
Under the Bridge.
Yes!
Woo! Yay!
Yay, Sandra! Way to go.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you got the tickets before you could buy them. Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Strokes, August 6th, Saturday night, Allegiant Stadium, courtesy of the Concrete Texturing Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. By the way, for everybody else, a second chance to win on our contest page at 96.3kklz.com. Sandra, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you, guys. You guys are...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Champs, Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, luckily this turned out okay. Two prison guards in Sweden were held hostage for 9 hours on Wednesday by a couple of inmates.
Wow.
And their demands, 20 pizzas. Give us 20 pizzas or...
Sure, there are a lot of people out there going, okay, what is that bad?
The food was delivered, the guards released, and now the inmates will face consequences. Well, if the guards weren't hurt and they're just pizzas, I mean...
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
it's not like they asked for a helicopter.
Yeah,
but a pizza in prison's worth a lot of money.
That's that commissary money right there. That's your shiv money.
Guy in Canada was caught standing next to a lubed-up miniature horse.
Oh, no.
With his pants down at about 3 o'clock in the morning. He told cops, it's not what it looks like.
Well, sure. No, it is not.
Nothing was going on.
His knees were creaking, and yes, that's right.
Nothing was going on.
I just love when anything happens, it's not what you think. That's just no.
Art?
Yeah, that's right.
Needless to say, he was arrested, and I'm not even going to tell you what the charges are.
I don't have any horses in my stories here. I don't have any, but I do have a naked jogger in Washington. I don't see a lot of them. I got to be honest, I don't think I've seen one, but this guy, he just went, he was literally just jogging in the buff, went by a KFC restaurant, and people kind of, what? Oh, okay, we think we saw him. Then he went into Safeway grocery store, grabbed a cart, was just kind of walking around. Apparently he was going to do a little shopping. I mean, he's out anyhow, right? Yeah. And, they picked him up. Police caught him, and they had to borrow a white coat from the butcher at Safeway so they could walk him out.
But I need the coat.
Yeah, I know. No, we need to. No, no. Because the handcuffs aren't going to cover enough, so we need a coat. And just putting this out there, the social media gurus, the search engine gurus, say over the past month, the search term dating apps for older people rose 3,500%.
Wow.
So everyone wants to meet someone. They do, you know what? It's apparently, it's reverse mortgage. I'm sorry, reverse cowgirl, I think is what they're putting. Oh, how cute. Oh, but yeah, everybody wants to meet someone. So there you go. Grandma, grandpa, they're looking. Great grandma. Great grandpa.
They just want to have dinner with somebody.
Well, maybe. If that's what you say, whatever. You know what? I think everything, till the day I die, my friend, everything's going to be working and I'm going to be searching too.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
We do it at the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your workday off on a more positive note. This is an amazing story out of Massachusetts. A mom threw her infant out of a first floor window to save her life. There was a fire caused by a hoverboard that ignited. The fire captain said she called dispatch and said, I can't get out and I have an infant. The dispatcher said, here is what you got to do. You got to get out a window. Okay. She threw a couple pillows outside and literally dropped her infant on the pillows. She got out.
Wow.
Got her infant, went to the neighbor's house. Firefighters got there. They put out the fire. There was a lot of damage, but her baby is fine. I don't know if I would have that precise. I don't know.
Oh, as a parent?
Oh, Lord. But yes, threw a bunch of pillows out and boom. Oh.
You know what? Luckily, she wasn't any higher.
Yeah, I know. I don't know that I could either. But
unless they had that big firefighting trampoline or
right,
something.
Right, that you yes, or yeah. There's a firefighter down below saying, I've got her. Woo,
exactly. If you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. That about does it for us. Kicking off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Portisubs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. PortaSubs.com. Wendy Rush. And next, good news, she'll have a new code word for you. 10K payday contest, 11 o'clock. Otherwise, enjoy your day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.